Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget all those people helping out in the coronavirus effort, the COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all those working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on those oil rigs all across America and around the world, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump in the chat room with some other people that are in there right now. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, with us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Thanks for sticking around.
My pleasure.
All right, let's say the pledge again and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it's kind of funny, in a way, the president quietly, without much fanfare, shut down asylum seekers at all of our U.S. borders, north, south, east, west, that includes the seaports, and anybody that came into the international airports and wanted to seek asylum, he absolutely shut it down.
That's true. And, of course, right now, anyone trying to get into the country, obviously, with the shutdown in place because of the coronavirus, we're seeing very similar things for other countries as well. So that's right. He's taken that step.
Now, the other thing is not only are we finding companies that don't have enough cash and they can't get it fast enough to pay their people the money that they want to keep them all in line, because that's one of the deals you have to do to get the SBA loan with the special forgiveness, is continue paying your people even though they're not working, which I challenge any business to try, you know, or even the government to do that and see how long it's going to last, pay people that aren't working, like they were still holding down their job. But these blue states, okay, the blue states, which are the Democratic-run states, are the first ones running out of unemployment cash. And in the case of California, it has to do with all the illegals that are there that can get all these benefits that they can't get anywhere else.
Well, this is going to, I think, bring that into very stark reality as we find out, because we have so many people here in California alone, millions, who are filing for unemployment. And even so, the question was asked of California Governor Newsom. He's been asked by a group called the California Latino Legislative Caucus if he's going to be doing anything for illegal immigrants who reside in the state, who aren't employed at this point either, it would seem. And he said that all of that is being considered, basically. So we'll see how that works out. But there's not an infinite supply of money in California to not only do you all of the benefits that California wants to do, and then begin to pay all of the unemployment claims, and then on top of that, to begin to pay all the illegal immigrants. There's just not an infinite supply, and I think Californians are going to wake up and see, uh-oh, what is really going on here?
So now everything that we mentioned so far has been pertaining to the Democrats. We might as well just throw another one in there. Joe Biden is trying to lure the Bernie Sanders backers by saying, okay, Medicare for all, number one, and number two, forgiveness of all the student debt. Okay, that is asinine. We can't do that. I don't know how many trillions of dollars we're talking about here, but I remember what we heard. We can't absorb all that money again. They've got to pay it off as best they can, period, especially the student loans.
Well, exactly right. Now, what we're seeing, and of course, the big story that has been going on with the Democrats for months, and we've been talking about it right here on the program, Captain, is the Democrat civil war that has been going on, because Bernie Sanders has been pulling the entire party so far left. Now, albeit he's been essentially rejected in these primaries, and this is why Biden is now the presumed nominee, but the Biden people are going to want to try to woo these Bernie Sanders voters. The only way that they can do it is to try to say, okay, we're going to give you some of these concessions. But make no mistake, unless it is a one-for-one correspondence to what Bernie Sanders and the Bernie Bros or whoever they call themselves, unless it's some one-to-one correspondence that would bring all these very far-left socialist, quote-unquote, progressive things into the Biden campaign, they will not make Joe Biden's life very easy at all. In fact, there may be more split coming down the road.
And the Wall Street had the best week since 1974 with a real stunner to the folks. Now, since March the 23rd, the market is up some 27%. And that goes back 45 years. 45 years, the market is up 27% since March the 23rd. But then again, when we were breaking all these records going down, we knew when it came sailing back, we were going to break records coming back, didn't we?
Well, exactly right. And again, the market seemed to react very positively to the $2.3 trillion in loans that the Fed talked about yesterday.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Plus, we're going to tell you about how the Democrats are cutting out the little guys and try to add in all their pork projects to what's going on right now. Thanks, Nancy Pelosi.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my good friends over at Relief Factor. Now, that would be the father-son combination of Pete and Seth Talbot. And let me tell you a little something about them. If you're struggling with any kind of pain at all, and everybody has some somewhere along the way, we do know, then I've got an idea for you that probably is going to help you out. It's called Relief Factor. And I've been on it for 4 years. And the fact of the matter is that product for 4 years has worked for me in keeping the swelling down for the most part in my ankle until I had the problem I just had, which was something totally different, I might add. And then it also has helped me with just general pain altogether. And I've got arthritis, so that takes care of that problem. So for $19.95, you go and you sign up for the 3-week quick start. It'll be in about 2 to 3 days after you sign up for it. $19.95. You try it. You follow the instructions. Take it the way it tells you to take it. And if it works for you, you know, you got something. You just stay right on it, and away you go. 80% of the people that order it stay on it. For me, anyway. The website to go to is the one they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go in there. Take a look at the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and go from there. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, well, Kyle Warren of Professor of Politics is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got Dan the Man on the telephone line, and let me just run, get on over there pretty quick here. All right there, Mr. Professor Emeritus Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. What's up?
Well, you know, I think this election year, in a year that I think anything is possible, there's one sure bet. This will be the cheapest national election we have seen in years.
Yeah.
Businesses, business owners, the average guy just doesn't have the discretionary political spending that they've had in the past. That part's gone. I think right now everybody's looking at the survival of the fittest. And when the Democrats are talking about a virtual convention, conventions, that's where you go, that's where the polls go and party once every 4 years. That's how you motivate your base. That's how you make your connections to get out in different states. And this is going to be a screwy year this one's going to be one for the history books.
Well, you know what's screwy so far? We're in a situation where we know the Small Business Administration didn't quite get enough money to give to the, all the little businesses that are out there, because they got more and more people applying for the assistance and what they thought they were going to have. So the Republicans for the past couple of days have been trying to raise the rate. Just all they wanted to do was change the numbers on the bill that had already passed. Chuck Schumer blocked it. Nancy Pelosi says they won't even consider it.
Well, there you go. They don't care about this country. They just care about their team winning. And that is a screwy bunch of misfits in the world. But they should have seen that one coming. The Prime Minister Pelosi will not allow that unless it's going to be on her terms or she has one heck of a slice of the pie. And right now she doesn't.
So well, the squad, AI can company, and Kyle, I'm going to bring you in this. You saw what the squad said yesterday, right?
What was that?
They want the illegals to get the money. They want all the illegals that are here, they want them to get the money because they're having problems too.
Well, yeah, that's what's the question being put to our Governor Newsom here in California. Yeah, so it was only a matter of time before that whole subject matter showed up, basically.
Now, Dan, the president is considering adding a new panel to map the post-virus economic recovery. Good idea?
Great idea. But like Eisenhower says, plans don't usually survive contact with the enemy, but planning is essential.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at China, you look at South Korea, and you look at Indonesia and Malaysia, those that border China. What are you seeing? A third wave of this virus.
Mm.
You know, yeah. When college football is talking, moving at the start of the season back to October,
yeah.
You know, we're in trouble. So I kind of see a miniaturization of what we're going through now happening next fall. Mm-hmm. I listened to Limbaugh today, what he said. You know, mm-hmm. Where is it at in California? It's pretty much gone. Well, it looks like the herd immunity. You know, this stuff went through the United States, parts of it, months ago before mm-hmm. we started having the media say, it's a killer virus, you know, you run for your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there. I still see another two or three waves of this going because the people in power don't want to give this up. This is too good, especially in an election year, a presidential election year.
Yeah.
If this and what you said earlier, the media is part of the resistance.
They are.
This is how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a soft way of doing it.
All right.
Looks like they're going out and helping people. They're not helping anybody. They're certainly not helping this economy.
Okay, let me run something by Kyle here. Kyle, you ever hear the word war bonds used?
Yep, that was back in the day. Bye bye and buy bonds.
World War II, buy bonds, and of course, when I was in the military, they encouraged all of us to buy savings bonds, which I did. My dad, I can remember World War II. He bought a bunch of savings bonds and sent them home, and he kept them in a safe deposit box. And after he passed away, and we didn't even know he had them in a safe deposit box, he had face value, it didn't look like it was what it was worth, but when they did the numbers on it, and I forget what it was, they'd been there for around 50 years or something like that, but when he passed away and they divvied up the money to see what the value was, it was like $20,000 worth of saving bonds. So, Dan, war bonds, what do you think?
We think, well, we'll have to change the savings bond to another name, but it's that would be fine by me. I think it would sell. But like in World War II, you know, you had to constantly go out and trump them up to sell them. And it's not a one-time deal. You've got to look at this for years and years and years on end. Used to be you saw savings bonds advertised on television. You don't see that anymore. You know, you have to go to the bank and get them. I don't know if it would sell real well as in the past. Because I think a lot of this, once they drop the national emergency, I think this is going to be forgot real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean real quick. It's just then people are going to go get out, look for a job, go back to work.
Right. Well, one last little thing for you there, Dan. Here it is. You ready?
I'm ready.
Why hasn't Barack Obama endorsed Joe Biden?
That's the million-dollar question. I wish I could tell you. Some say I've heard whatever it is, this would be the year that you could flip a convention to another candidate that didn't run. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about the big talk, the big gossip right now is Michelle Obama. I don't see it, but I don't know. Others do. I never thought him and Biden were real close.
No.
You know, Barack Obama, there's one thing you can say about him. He never had very many close friends.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of a standoff guy. Gave a great speech. Was a lousy administrator, but okay. I have no idea on that one.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go, and I want to thank you for your input, and Kyle and I are going to wrap it up. So thank you very much, Dan. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Have a good morning.
All right, Dan the man, and Kyle, he's always a wealth of information. Okay, well, here's what we're going to finish with. I saw a dairy in Wisconsin yesterday dumping milk, 25,000 pounds of milk dumped. Because they had nowhere to sell it. The stores aren't open for the most part, so milk isn't going there. It isn't going to the restaurants and to the schools where it always went automatically. Also, eggs with the restaurants shuttered were being dumped as well for the same reason. The normal businesses that would take it, the schools and the restaurants and this, that, and the other weren't. So they didn't. You know, you can't just hold on to them forever.
Well, that's right, because they're very perishable. In addition to that, Captain, we also have farms which are having to let crops, perfectly good crops, rot in the field because they have nowhere to take them, as you mentioned.
Yeah, South Florida, we had it down here in our farming area down here. Go ahead.
Exactly, yeah. So schools, they're not making these different orders. One farmer I saw on our news report said all of his orders are going down 90%. You just can't absorb that kind of stuff. But in the meantime, though, one would hope that there's going to be someone sort of intrepid and enterprising about this that might be able to get a hold of some of that milk or some of those eggs and see if it can't be used to those who are down in their luck or less fortunate at this point, and hoping somebody with knowledge mm-hmm. of that kind of thing could step up, because this is mm-hmm. the perfect time to do that.
And companies right now are scrambling to create a coronavirus patient registry. How about that one?
Yes, that's right. I know. Well, see, this whole thing is going to come out where somehow, you know, and I think it's going to become a real privacy issue.
Yeah.
Do you have the coronavirus? Do you not?
It's none of their business.
Well, exactly, because that's typically any kind of thing like that is nobody's business.
All righty. Tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. He'll be on the weekend show, so make sure you catch that. We do a lot of different things on the weekend. Show a little bit differently than this because it's a 3-hour show. But I shall return. Be back right after the bottom of the hour news with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House coronavirus daily briefing, President Trump updating Americans on the status of the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who remains in the hospital in London fighting coronavirus.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And as for the coronavirus pandemic numbers, right now 450,000 Americans have been infected, 16,000 have died, and 6.6 million Americans have filed for unemployment. And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, and the S&P 500 gaining 39 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch for a Friday morning. And is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember, becoming an aviation maintenance tech will give you job security and a tremendous career. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay region of Florida. I'm here in Tampa on the east side of the bay. Clearwater's on the west side of the bay. So that's the difference. Now, what you need to do to find out more about them is to go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And in doing so, you will find out about what it takes to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I will tell you that after the training, 14 months, there's no cutting corners because you have a federal license involved that you're going to get, which is going to be good as long as you don't want to remain in the business. But you'll start out 40-hour week. Could pay you as much as $60,000 to start the first year, and a lot more down the line, because the longer you want to work, the more you can make. And by the way, if you get an assignment overseas, if you go to work for an overseas company or even a contractor, you could very easily wind up with a three-figure income. That's National Aviation Academy. Find them online, naa.edu, or 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, before we get started, for the veterans that are having problems, veterans only, not active duty military, for the veterans that are having problems with this COVID-19 debt and the money that you owe people and you don't, you're having a problem. Maybe you work somewhere and you've been laid off and you haven't been able to get your unemployment or whatever. There's hope for you here. And here's the hope. It's this debt hotline. And it's 24/7. The line is manned. The number is 800-827-0648. 800-827-0648. And they can help you with any of the debt problems that you got. From your mortgage to your electric bill to your car to your house, your rent, running your apartment, whatever. They can help you with any of that and walk you through what you need to do to have that taken care of, so you don't have to worry about that and being tossed out of your home or your apartment or losing your car or anything like that, because all that stuff is off for about the next 3 months, all of it, because of what's going on here. But the number again, 800-827-0648. 800-827-0648. There you go. Now, the military, as you well know, has been doing a lot of research. And Fort Detrick in Maryland, which is one of their laboratories for the Army and other branches, instituted a laboratory-grown copy of the coronavirus known as SARS-CoV-2 that causes the COVID-19 illness. And what they've found out, which is what I've been telling you, is that heat affects the virus and impacts its behavior. Now, the more the temperature, the more the direct sunlight, the faster the virus, the germ, dies. So, that explains why Florida, South Alabama, South Mississippi, don't know about New Orleans, they had the Mardi Gras there, but certain places in Texas are not having a big problem with this COVID-19 coronavirus, because it is warm. We do have sunlight. And it is, in fact, destroying this virus. Now, the other thing is, in cold environments, there is a longer virus survival than warmer ones, which is why New York, Chicago, and there's another city to the north. Oh, Seattle. By the way, it seems it always rains in Seattle. But that's why the situation there, and why they couldn't get a handle on it, because the temperature, the conditions were such that it was allowing it to spread. Now think about that for a minute. And of course, we found that out from Military Times. Now, the Army Corps of Engineers, with projections estimating that the coronavirus cases in many cities will hit their peak right now, their apex, like right now, over the next week or two or three, has the Army Corps of Engineers scrambling to build out the facilities to take care of the hospital overflow with design and contracting help from the Army Corps of Engineers. There's just one problem in a couple of cases. They may not need these facilities, because the hospitals are not overcrowded. So, Here we go again with the overreaction, the overestimates, and the models that they use showing the worst-case scenario, which have not been right in terms of numbers. They're going to have these hospitals they built that they're going to have around for another day, so I don't know what they're going to use them for after they can't use them for the COVID-19. But anyway, and here's something else. Reacting to concerns that National Guard troops fighting COVID-19 under Title 32 orders were being denied TRICARE and increased housing benefits, the president signed an executive order extending those activations. Anyone who had been activated in the National Guard will get your TRICARE and your increased housing benefits, anybody. And that's a good thing because we got 28,400 members of the National Guard that have been activated, that are out there working very hard to see to it that America and Americans are taken care of. By the way, not to be forgotten, we had another rocket attack in Afghanistan at the Bagram Air Base. It happened early yesterday morning, and ISIS is claiming responsibility for the rocket attack on the Bagram Air Base. We'll see what happens there. Again, about a week or two ago, there was a small truck that was found off the base within range, and they had a big rocket thing set up on it, which is where they fired the rockets at the air base when they did strike the air base that day. And don't forget your loved ones, and don't forget those serving in the military on Easter, wherever they're at. Think about them in your prayers, and if you know the units, make sure you send them a happy Easter card, or, you know, just send them an email or whatever. But remember the military, because they're out there doing a hard job all around the world, wherever they're at. They're away from their families, too. It's not an easy job. Holidays always remind some of us about what it was like to be out there with them. Now, the Pentagon says that they hope to avoid any stop-loss orders that would involuntarily keep service members in uniform beyond their current contracts, but that it may be necessary if the coronavirus pandemic continues to limit the Defense Department's ability to recruit and train new troops. It's called retaining you for the good of the service, rubber stamping your orders. And it's happened to a lot of us over the years. happened to me in Vietnam. It happened to several other guys too. Said, you can't go anywhere, we need you. Yep, okay, fine. But anyway, it is what it is. I'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Viber report, and then Denise Simon right around the corner coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're...
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I'll keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song bringing you in this edition of the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot, Travel Center, and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. By the way, Pilot and Flying J, they are the largest truck stop chain in the United States right now, and they're open, waiting on you. Got all the different stuff you need to have. Need a shower? Yep. Need your laundry done? Yep.
Need to get your truck serviced? Yep. Some of them have service facilities right there or very close by. Need to get a truck washed? Yep. Some of them have them right on the premises or very close by. And, of course, you've got the Wendy's or a McDonald's or an Arby's or a Dairy Queen full service and one of the pilot travel centers around near you. Get your stuff to go, take it out to your truck and eat it, or sit out there at one of the outside picnic tables that they got set up now. Okay, here we go. A significant winter storm is impacting northern New England and upstate New York. Strong winds, 50 miles an hour, maybe some higher gusts, likely over the middle Atlantic. And out west, Montana. You meet me in Montana, remember that song? They got a big old winter storm up there in the middle of the state, and we'll get to that in a second. So let's tell you about the heavy, wet snow and dangerous travel conditions, which are going to persist over much of northern New England today. The combination of strong winds and wet snow could lead to downed trees and power outages all the way across from upstate New York over into Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine. So be advised, it's there for the day, and the lake effect snow machine is kicked in because of the way the winds are blowing. Oswego and Watertown and the Adirondacks and out there by Ripley, New York, and inside due east out of Ripley, about 25 miles, lake effect snow machine is definitely in effect right now. Now, the combination of strong winds and wet snow may lead to further problems because further south across the Middle Atlantic region, you'll have gusty winds 50 miles an hour or more, continuing to Friday evening, especially from Washington, D.C. in through New Jersey. So be advised of that. Now, if you're along I-70, we've got a big stretch of really cold weather tonight from southeastern Nebraska through the eastern part of Kansas, I-70 across over into Missouri, and it goes south from I-70 all the way down to I-44. All those areas in between follows it right up towards St. Louis. Then I-70 going due east across Illinois and going across Indiana, too, and going across Ohio down into West Virginia and the mountains of Virginia, as well as Kentucky. You got a very hard freeze going on tonight, so be advised of that. You've got a fire threat advisory across most of Georgia, from Vidalia, Georgia, straight north all the way to the Tennessee line. And then, of course, the high winds start up in around Savannah, Georgia, through South Carolina, through North Carolina, through Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Jersey. That's where the winds are right now. Now, out in Montana tonight, you have got winter storm warning for the central part of Montana, Helena, Bozeman, and Billings. Also on down the rest of Montana, you've got a winter storm watch and snow in general falling. Rapid City, snow in Rapid City. Some windy conditions across Wyoming tonight. Some windy conditions in the eastern part of Oregon and the western part of Idaho. You've got some rain in Southern California. Some snow in the mountains of that area of California, Southern California tonight. So be advised of that. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends over at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. They do a good job, and when you need to have a place where you're looking to pull in and get you some rest or whatever, you got the big parking lots at the bigger Flying J's, also some of the Pilot Travel Centers, pretty good-sized parking lots, too. Can be your home away from home. Stop by and check them out and see what they have to offer in case you haven't been to one lately, because it's going to be a real surprise for you. You're going to be pleasantly surprised with what you see there. Now, how many doctors do you think hydroxychloroquine is going to affect? How many doctors do you think are going to be using that? Well, we got a poll that says 67%. Of the doctors out there right now are not only using it, but recommending it for the treatment for the COVID-19 virus. Now, that's all pretty good stuff. And One doctor in France, he's had 1,000 cases, and every one of his patients where he's used this has gotten better. Everyone. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how all of this works out. All right, let me drift on over to the phone lines. You want to call her? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Denise. Good morning.
Oh, you're on your phone. Okay. All right. Let's start out with Rush Limbaugh. Did you see what he said in his show yesterday?
I did not.
Well, he's got the pot stirred here because he said and he suggested that Dr. Anthony Fauci and other medical experts in the White House Coronavirus Task Force are Hillary Clinton sympathizers with a vendetta against President Donald Trump. His instance he cited was that Fauci made a thumbs-up gesture at a coronavirus briefing this week towards ABC reporter John Carl, who happens to be the president of the White House Correspondents Association, for allowing a Chinese reporter into the meeting, into the press conference, rather. And then the president, of course, called on her, and that's when we found out that that was, in fact, a reporter. The Hong Kong News, I think, was the name of the paper, but it was owned by the Chinese government.
Well, some of that's right. I did see some reference to that whole gesture thing. Now, understand that Dr. Deborah Birx has worked with or for Fauci for decades.
Yep.
And Birx's daughter, she's got two daughters, one of them, Laura, happens to work for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Agricultural Division. At one point, Dr. Birx also, her husband, worked in the Bill Clinton administration.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the Chinese reporter, you only have a certain number of chairs or seats in the White House press briefings. And so there's a seat or two seats that they do for rotation. And they had arranged for this one particular Chinese reporter who I think was with Phoenix TV, not to be confused, I think, with Phoenix in the United States.
Right.
But as it turns out, Phoenix TV is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. So that's how that reporter got in there.
Okay, well, you know, that started a real house of fire, as you might well imagine. And, of course, I get it. I understand it. And, of course, when Rush Limbaugh opens up his mouth and says anything on the 600 stations he's on, right away it's, oh, my God, you know. So there you go.
So there might be some, you know, underlying truth there, but, yep. You know, we don't really know those to be fact yet.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back after the news. And when we come back, Steve Mnuchin says the economy could reopen in May. And Larry Kudlow agrees, says sometime within the next 4 to 8 weeks, maybe a little bit sooner, America will be open for business. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.